This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Number one, constantly smiling. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would constantly smile. Smiling is a really interesting quality to have, because when you smile without saying anything, without moving or doing much, you immediately welcome the person or people around you. You become approachable. People can talk to you. They feel comfortable with you. This is without even sparking a conversation. And the companions would constantly describe that the Prophet ﷺ had the most beautiful smile, to the point that some of the companions said his smile was even more beautiful than a full moon. So smile. And as a result, Allah blesses you with humility. Number two, shaking hands, but not being the first to let go. Now, I know that's difficult during these times, but shaking the hands, that our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he shook hands with his companions, he would always be the last person to let go. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that there are many blessings by doing this. It looks like a simple and trivial act, but it is great and it is blessed in the sight of Allah, to the point where our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells us that even with the shaking of the hands and greeting each other with a salam or any pleasant greeting, Allah Azza wa Jal continues to forgive you and shower you with forgiveness. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with that always and forever. Allahumma ameen. Number three, paying attention and not interrupting. Paying attention to a conversation without interruption. Again, the classic example of our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was one of the things about him as to why he became so approachable. Companions never felt shy to come to him and ask him questions, to talk to him about the most personal matters. Because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite the status and the individual, the person that he is, would always make time for those who needed him. And when he sat with these companions and had a conversation, he would listen first and foremost before saying anything. So giving that respect, that love, and that attention tells a lot about humility, you as the individual. And so you find this throughout the Sunnah and even in the Quran.